Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So glad you took the time to tune in with us on this evening. At this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We come before you, Lord, with humbled hearts, asking you for mercy, O God. Asking for forgiveness. Lord, while we're praying, oh God, search our hearts. Whatever you're not pleased with, be merciful unto us and forgive us, oh God. Take it away from us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We invite you, Lord, to be with us throughout this broadcast, oh God. We ask you to take control and to have your way. Lord, send your anointing, Jesus, and reach out to the souls who are listening to this broadcast on this evening. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and make whole. Work wonders, oh God, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are hurting in their heart, Lord God, ease the pain of their heart. In the name of Jesus, mend the brokenhearted, Lord. Heavy burdens, in the name of Jesus, Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind Satan on every side. Oh, Lord God, move the hindrances that we may go forth and do your will. We pray, Lord, that you will give us strength. Oh, my God, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord God, work on our hearts. Work on our minds, oh, Lord. And please, God, make us what you will have us to be. Take us in your hand, Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Make us, Lord, mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor, into vessels that are pleasing before you. And put your word in our heart. Put it in our mouths, O God, and put a prayer in our heart that we may pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus, we are calling on you tonight, Lord, because we need you to stop by here. We need your help, my God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O Lord, and save souls that are dying every day without hope, Lord. Give them another chance, my God. Have mercy on them right now. Stay the hand of death, Lord. Give somebody another chance, Lord. Have mercy on their souls in the name of Jesus. Remember the backslider, oh God, and help them to return unto you with their whole heart. Help them to make it back before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, and let your holy will be done. We pray, Lord, that you will look on the bereaved Edmund family, that you will give them comfort, Lord. Give them,
Jesus, please.
Oh God, be close to them right now and give them consolation. Let them know, God, that you are there for them, that they are not alone, that you are there, that you will never leave them. Oh, Lord God, bless that family to come together and to stay together. We know you're able to do all things, Lord. If there's anyone in the family who is not saved and do not know you in the departing of theirs, we pray a special prayer for them that you will prick their hearts, that you will touch their minds, oh God, and give them a mind to be saved in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. You know all the things that we're going through. You know everything about us, Lord, and you know our needs. Lord God, our lives are in your hand, and we're asking you to make the way for us, to open doors that have been shut in our faces, oh God, to move the enemy out of our path that we may go forth and minister to many souls near and far in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. We pray, God, for our leaders, asking you to give them guidance, give them direction, Lord. Help them to lead the congregation according to your will and your will only. In the name of Jesus, bless the congregations, Lord. Help the congregation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. We ask, oh, Lord God, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, if there's anything that I should have mentioned in this prayer that was not mentioned, I pray, God, that you will honor it and that you will grant the petition. All of these blessings we ask in your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, we do thank the Lord for Evangelist Maybelle Edmund. She's not on right now, but let us keep her and the Edmund family in our prayers continually. Amen. And also all of the bereaved families, let's keep them all in our prayers. And at this time, just for tonight, we are again going to have our scripture reading, praise the Lord, but then we're going to have just a few announcements. So if you desire to listen to the broadcast online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And you can also listen by dialing in. Just to listen, you can dial 563-999-3634. Praise the Lord. And also, you can be online with us live if you desire to by dialing our guest call-in line. And that number is 551-241-6677. And just a correction here. I wanted to make a correction. Evangelist May is on, praise God, and we thank God for her being on the broadcast tonight. And again, anyone else who desires to be on the live broadcast, we welcome you to use our guest call-in line. That number again is 551-241-6677. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and join us on the broadcast tonight. And if you have a song, we'll give you a chance to sing that song. If you have a testimony, a burning testimony that you want to give, please don't hold back and don't draw back, but dial in and give your testimony. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy, but do something for the Lord. Praise God. And before we get to our scripture reading, also want to make mention that we are airing the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. We are looking forward to our upcoming 61st convocation, annual convocation, which is to be held in Lousville, North Carolina, at Grace Temple Church of God, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Amen. And also, I may mention before, but again, he is our newly appointed NPMA president and Northern District Overseer. So let's continue to keep him in our prayers in his new role. Praise the Lord, and that God will bless him to be prosperous and effective. Amen. So we're looking forward to going to Grace Temple for our convocation. And anyone who desires to go, you are certainly welcome to visit the church there in Lousville, North Carolina. I believe the address is 717 Fire Tower Road in Lousville, North Carolina. And you are welcome. The services began at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and the evening service is at 7 p.m., and that is from Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday morning, we have Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. All are welcome. Praise God. So let us prepare to hear the scripture reading on tonight. And if you want to get your Bible and read along, you're certainly welcome to do so. And if you want to get your notes, paper and pen and take notes, you're welcome to do that. And we're going to go ahead and turn this portion of the broadcast on over to our own Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen so that she can read some scriptures on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for this opportunity. We are now in the book of Micah. And if you've been following along with us, we are trying to read the Bible this year. And where my Bible is concerned, I've been reading, if I read 2 pages a day from this particular Bible, then I will get to the last page on the last day of the year, if it's the Lord's will. So we'll start in Micah, the 6th chapter, in the 5th verse, and we'll read that page and then the next page, which is actually Nahum. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and Micah 6 and 5 reads, O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim until Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the most, before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, in the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof hath spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sins. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shalt be in the midst of thee, and thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil, and sweet wine, but shall not drink wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept in all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof in hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. Micah 7:1. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than thorn hedge. The day of thy watchmen and thy visitation cometh now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which saith unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, and now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I shew unto him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be confounded up at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms out of the earth, like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou shalt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And to Nahum, the first chapter and the first verse. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the visions of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languishes in Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languishes. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burnt at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and the darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, will they be quiet, and likewise many? Yet thus shall they be cut down, and he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep the solemn feast, form thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Nahum 2 and 1. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir tree shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. He shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the river shall be open, and the palace shall be dissolved. And Huzab shall be led away captive. She shall be brought up, and her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves, tabering upon their breast. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. They shall flee away. Stand, stand shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take me the spoil of silver, Take the spoil of gold, for there is none in of the store and glory out of the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void and waste, and the heart melteth, and the knees smite together in much pain, is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions dwelt, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey and his dens with ravine. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. And I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of the messengers, of thy messengers, sorry, shall no more be heard. Nahum 3:1. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glaring spear, and there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there is none in of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will shew the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? Art thou better than populous? No. That was situate among the rivers that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were there thy helpers. Yet was she carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken. Thou shalt be hid. Thou also shalt seek strength because of that of the enemy. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and shred the mortar. Make strong the brickland. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut thee off. It shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the locust. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and fleeth away. Thy crowned are as the locust, and thy captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word. That was 2 pages, a little bit more than 2 pages today, actually. So thank God for that. And at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Honey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God and very enlightening and inspiring scriptures. We're going to ask if Evangelist May would lead us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Glory to thy name.
Thank you.
I bless your name, of Jesus. I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the word today, Lord. Thank you for strength, oh, Lord. Thank you for encouragement. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord. I'm not worthy of your goodness, not worthy of your mercy, but I thank you today, Lord Jesus. I pray that you continue to look on us and look on the same.
Yes, Lord.
You bless us, oh Lord. Take us through, Lord. Help us to stand and save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound, Lord. Say to the uttermost, let your spirit prevail today, Lord. Wash away sin and blot out of transgression. Help your people today, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to go through, Lord, and stand our test. Help us to take your word in. Help us, oh Lord, to be found worthy, Lord. We don't want our souls to be lost, but we are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We want to make it into that city, Lord.
Yes,
I pray that you help us today, oh Lord. Help us to deny self. Help us to cry out to you, Lord. Help us to pray, Lord. Put it in our hearts and in our minds. Help us to sacrifice and deny self. Help us today, Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able to take us through. And I pray, Lord, that you look on all of those that are on the line, that you will touch and bless, Lord, that you will save to the uttermost, oh, Lord, that you will deliver souls through this ministry. Have your way and let your will be done. Continue to let your word go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you today, Lord. We give thanks today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All things give thanks, oh, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I thank you for what you've done, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. I thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for how you work things out. Thank you for how you made the way. Thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're a door opener, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, you know how to make a way out of nowhere. And I thank you for it. Pray that you continue to go with us and look on your people everywhere. Bless, oh, Lord, save and heal, forgive and deliver, strengthen and encourage, lift heavy burdens, oh, Lord. Look on your people. Help your people to stand and to go through in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for all, Lord. Pray that you continue to bless us and that you will continue to go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on the victory. And, Lord, we'll give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall continue to be yours. Help us today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist May, you can have remarks, and then we'll hear from Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the reading of the Word. The Word of God is always enlightening to my soul, and I enjoy listening to it. I just thank the Lord for all that he has done, for how the Lord took us through on today, and how the Lord blessed when it looked like Satan was trying to tear down everything that we had put in place. But God stopped it, and I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. I thank him for how he worked everything out, and we were able to go and fellowship together and sit down and eat together.
Thank you, Jesus. Everything was taken care of. I thank the Lord for that today.
And I thank God for the word that was preached through Evangelist Amin. I tell you, the Lord bless you to get there just in time.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
And tell that service up just for you to bring that word.
Glory to God.
I tell you, it was right on time. And right on target.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, I enjoyed it today. I enjoyed the word of God. I enjoyed the service and everything that God did. And I was so happy that Sister Rhoda was able to make it. Her and her nurse, they both were able to make it.
Thank you.
I tell you the truth, I just thank them for what they have done, how the nurse made a way for my dad to be cared for 24/7.
Thank you.
And we didn't have to pay anything.
All right.
Not a dollar. We didn't have to pay a dollar out of our pocket. And I know that was the Lord's doing.
Man,
and that sister was even willing to pay for his medicine, too. But I tell you, the Lord, he worked it out. But we were down here in New Jersey, and they were down in Virginia. My dad down there by himself, but he had 24-hour care.
Thank you,
while we were up here. And I appreciate that. I tell you, I just cannot thank them enough for what they did, for the sacrifice that they made, and for how Sister Rhoda, she traveled so far to get to my dad, all the way from Maryland to Herndon, Virginia, to get there and care for him. And she did her job. She didn't just care for him, but she prayed with him. She took him in prayer and prayed for him and had him praying, seeking the Lord. And I thank God for that. I thank the Lord also for that nurse, as I stated. She was so willing to come. And I told them and informed them. They said, I'll be there. And they made it. I'm glad. I thank the Lord for them. And I thank the Lord for my niece, Sister Yvette Fahai. She had a mind. She was willing to take my dad in and help care for him. I tell you, a lot of people talk and they say all kinds of things. But like my dad used to say, he said, talk is cheap. It takes money to buy land. And I tell you, people talk, but that Sister Yvette, she came on and did whatever she was going to do.
All right.
Thank the Lord. I tell you, God is a good God. He's a way maker, a door opener. He'll make a way when it seems that there is no way. Glory to God. I even had someone call and begin to ask me how I was making out. And I began to tell him how things was going, how the devil was trying to take everything apart. But, you know, they had a mind. They went in prayer. When I told them, they went in prayer. God, he's a good God, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pray.
Yes.
I would say men ought always pray and not the saints. So that's what they did. And I tell you, God, he came through. He blessed us and got the job done.
Thank
so
you.
I'm so thankful for that. It lifted a burden off of me. Didn't know what I was going to do. I called the, not the undertaker, but the director. I called the director. And she said, wait a minute. She said, don't get upset. And she even ministered, you know, said, we'll do it. We'll take care of it after. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
She was right there today to help us through it. She was right there to help me. I tell you, I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for what God has done, how he has blessed us. So I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and I ask that you continue to pray for me and my family, because it's not easy, I tell you, especially when your loved one that was close to you like that leaves. And he was the last one of the Edmund, on the Edmund side of the family. He's the last one in that generation. So that's it for that generation. And now we're in a new generation. And also, that task is over with. And now I must go on to the next task. So I'm asking that all of you that can get a word of prayer through, to pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell, and of course my condolences. I really wanted to be there today for you, and I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to, but I was definitely praying for you and the family as well.
Yes.
I thank God for even you being here and supporting us in the prayer, and I thank God for the prayer and the question of the Word of God. And I'm so glad to know that God, he got, that you all got the victory over the, what the enemy was trying to do. And you defeated. You defeated.
Yes,
and you're still moving on. You're still holding on. You're still enduring and pressing your way. And I'm glad to know about it. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for everything God has done thus far. I'm believing him to do more. And we'll continue to, we, of course, pray for you and the family as well.
Yeah.
And I want to say to the, you know, the folks that are listening, be encouraged and keep on reading the Word of God and endure. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Any others? If not, we do thank God for the beautiful remarks. Thank God for the Word of God, for that prayer coming through, and I wasn't expecting the Evangelist May to be on, but I thank God for giving her the strength to go through, because I know it is difficult. It is very, very difficult to lose someone close, and that's a wound that only God can heal. But I thank God for her having the mind to be on here with us and to support us. And I was thankful that the Lord blessed that I could go up there to New Jersey today to show some support. Amen. I wish I could do much more. I had brought a card, and I forgot to leave it there, so I will mail it back, Lord's will. I stopped to get gas and reached in my purse and found the card was in there. And I guess from the rushing and whatnot and trying to hurry up and get there, that was overlooked. But I do have a card for the family, and George will, I'll just mail it to you. But I thank God for blessing us to have that little time together and to, you know, be there to celebrate a life well lived. You know, and I thank the Lord for her father, and I may not have gotten to know him personally very well, but there were things that the Lord began to reveal to me about him. And I thank the Lord for him, because he really, it was a special father. And he was not just a father to his own children, but he was father to many. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he was.
So I thank God for him for being that example. And he was a praying man. This man would pray. He did not mind praying. Praise be to God. So that's a blessing in itself. You know?
Yeah.
And again, like I stated, I wasn't around him. I didn't really get to know him, but the Lord revealed a few things to me about him.
All right.
And surely he was a blessed man. Amen.
Yes, he was.
And like the bandmate was saying, listen at how God blessed him, how the Lord provided for him, how the Lord made ways for him. You know, he just opened doors for this man. And it was prayer being an answer, you know. Not want, you know, if you're wondering what's going to happen, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that, God's got it. He will take care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But again, I'm so grateful and thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in and who have been praying. We ask you to continue to please keep the families in your prayers. Amen. All the bereaved families. We didn't call out all the names, but also keep our family in prayer. I was up there last Friday. Then I went right back up there this Friday. But it's family, and I thank God for the opportunity. So we need your prayers, and we thank the Lord for all of your support. And we invite you to join us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Anything else before we close out? If not, if that be all, and this does conclude the broadcast for this evening, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.
Night.